Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Painted ladies turned scammers. Well, one Times Square desnuda is in custody, and police are looking for another accused of shaking down a man with autism. It started yesterday afternoon as a 30-year-old man walked through Times Square around 3:15 on his way home from a program for people with autism. He asked the ladies, who weren't wearing much but body paint, if he could take a picture. Police say he expressed some worry about giving money to him, though. Two told him, don't worry about it, and then after taking pictures with his phone, demanded $50 each. He said he didn't have cash on him, so they took him to a nearby ATM and he took out $100. When he got home to Brooklyn, his mother, who watches his money, asked him about it. He showed her the pics. Mom called police. They arrested 26-year-old Amelia Laporta of Queens last night on a grand larceny charge. They are still looking for the other desnuda. When the UN has its climate summit Monday, they will do it without President Trump. He is set to chair his own session on religious persecution instead of joining a session expected to draw dozens of world leaders to offer climate change pledges. CNN's reporting that not every UN country was invited, and it's unlikely Mr. Trump would have been asked to speak. The word, though, comes just weeks after he skipped a climate change session at the G7 summit in Paris and a day after a global climate strike.
We demand a safe future. Is that really too much to ask?
Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old who started the now global movement when she began walking out of school, striking every Friday, to draw the attention of adults and leaders to address climate change. At a rally in New York, she estimated 4 million people took part in Friday's action.
Why should we study for a future that is being taken away from us?
Thunberg, who takes part in the UN Youth Climate Summit, will also address the UN's Climate Action Summit on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
More on the New York rally.
Waving a sign that reads, "Extinction is forever," Dorothy works nearby and walked over to the climate strike, thrilled with the turnout.
Not surprised at all. I've been to other events like Women's March and the previous climate march, and really impressive turnout, so just energized.
This huge crowd skews young. Vicky DiMatteo thought it was important to bring her 6-year-old granddaughter.
I'm going to be dead. It's not going to matter. It's going to fall on them to deal with the consequences of what we're doing now.
One rally goer admits to being frustrated that so little is being done to combat climate change, calling it her generation's big issue. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Battery Park.
Months after a fatal house fire in Center Island, a woman has been charged with murder. Nassau police say 54-year-old Jennifer Gross was arrested yesterday on second-degree murder and second-degree arson charges. Police say she set fire to the home of 75-year-old James Coppola, killing him. The November 20th, 2018 fire took more than 5 hours for more than 8 fire departments to put out. Gross is set for arraignment later today in Hempstead. Nassau police plan to brief reporters on the case at 10 a.m. and more details are expected then. Police have their suspect in a disturbing attack on an 82-year-old woman on the Lower East Side this week. 29-year-old David Alexander of the Bronx taken in yesterday on charges of felony assault, burglary, and sex abuse, as well as restriction of breathing. Police say he walked into the woman's unlocked apartment in the Rutgers houses Tuesday evening, grabbed her by the neck, groped her, and touched himself, and then ran off afterwards. He was brought in after somebody recognized surveillance video. Authorities say he had 2 photos of the incident on his phone. Brooklyn man is facing charges in a horrific attack on a woman in Queens. Acting DA John Ryan says a man knocked on the door of her Howard Beach home pretending to be a construction worker, then just broke in a few minutes later. Authorities say 33-year-old Joshua Henderson tied that woman and her adult son up and robbed them, then threatened to shoot her and gave her an impossible choice. He could choke her to death, he could rape her, or he could watch while she had sex with her son. Then he raped her. Authorities say Henderson was caught in surveillance video leaving the apartment. He is charged with first-degree rape, first-degree burglary, and other offenses. Being held pending a court date next month, could get 25 years in prison if convicted. City Housing Authority now under federal court order to clean up mold across the city. Judge issued that order yesterday, appointing an ombudsman to force NYCHA to do the cleanup. Cesar De Castro appointed to oversee work through 2021. It's expected to expand from one housing project to several others as time goes by.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.